in a vast abandoned library on the borders of civilization. Matthew and Eric find themselves trapped and lost with little hope of escape, surrounded by nothing but the esoteric books of definitely real authors. They resolve to do all that they can do. Read. This is Lost in Narration.
Hi. Hi, how you doing?
Hi. I'm not so good, Matthew, since the last time I saw you. Has been a bit of a while.
Yeah, it's been, I think, canonically 6 years?
Or something like that. I don't know math very well.
Yeah. I don't know why I would throw myself under the bus like that. But yeah, what's going on, champ?
Well, I can no longer be called Dr. Storm Vandal. It's just Storm Vandal now, because I sort of got cancelled on the doctor front.
So, it sounds like you probably, like, gross negligence, you accidentally let someone die or something, and you're, like, framing it in a sort of modern way to sort of deflect the fact that you, I guess, got fired. And you're saying you got cancelled, but I mean,
I really did. I mean, it would be really crazy if I let someone die, considering I'm famously a toad therapist, so I don't really know why a toad would be dying in my office. But that is not what happened. I simply have been persecuted, cancelled, dragged through the mud in a way, and can no longer practice amphibian therapy anymore.
Were you tarred and feathered?
I was tarred and feathered.
You were tarred and feathered, because I would have assumed you would have led with that.
No, I mean, the cancellation just stings more than the tar did, so it kind of is back of mind.
I've heard that getting tarred and feathered is actually, like, really, like, a nice feeling deep down. It's like drowning. It's like ultimately good to feel.
I mean, I definitely was pretty into it, so they did stop early, because they were disturbed by that. But they did continue to cancel me, so that really stuck. The cancellation. I have a new book coming out about it, actually, if you can believe that. A huge book deal.
I can't believe it even one little bit. What is it? Was it a book called, perchance?
It's called Out of the Pond and Into the Frying Pan. You know, like, because the French people, they cook frogs. So.
Yeah, I'm picturing just a little, tiny little frog leaping from a pond with glee in its eyes and landing right in a fucking stew.
And that is what happened to me, so.
No, but I'm still unsure why you got cancelled in the first place.
It all started when I wouldn't stop saying the word therapized to describe what I was doing in my sessions with my amphibians. They really therapize. Didn't like that. The elites.
What do you mean, the elites? What are you? Do you, like, live stream your therapy sessions? Why, like, who? Why? Why would anyone know that you're using the word therapize?
No. I mean, like, I would, like, go to my bosses and be like, "Well, just therapized another toad," and they were like, "You gotta stop.
Right.
You really gotta stop. You're not taking your profession seriously. You're an embarrassment to all therapists, yada, yada." I'm like, what? Because I said therapized? Like, come on. So I wouldn't stop.
By elites, you meant your boss giving you honest feedback. And it sounds like they were giving you a chance. It sounds like you got multiple warnings.
What, a chance to fucking conform? A chance to bow to the man? No, thank you.
How much were you getting paid to be a toad therapist before?
Little to none, to be honest. So I did feel like I had the right to say the word therapized. They kept saying, you know, like, toad therapy is not a real thing. We're not going to pay you to make believe you're talking to a toad for an hour.
Why did they let you in the building? Why were you in there in the first place?
I had credentials. It sounds like
you didn't have a job.
I just picked up toads
and put them in a chair and spoke to them.
I had credentials, Matthew.
List your credentials.
Toad therapist. Doctor
right,
style.
Right, that fucking one. Yeah. Is doctor style a separate one?
No. I was a doctor
style.
I was a doctor style toad therapist. And other
Number
amphibians.
Two, style.
Number
Not
two,
credential.
Fashion.
Fashion. That's you walked up and you just you carried swag on the day.
Exactly.
And they said hired.
That's pretty much exactly what happened, but then my boss was jealous because she's fucking swagless. And so now I'm canceled.
Yeah. Honestly, well, I'm not gonna lie, when you first came in here, I really assumed that you'd done something horrible and you were just deflecting and hopping on the anti-woke bandwagon and claiming to be cancelled. But it does sound like you did just generally get cancelled because it sounds like you're working on.
I mean, I did also fuck my boss's wife, so there was that. But again, it's not my fault. She's swagless. Like,
I feel like I should be reacting to that in a negative manner, but the fact that she's swagless,
yeah,
really does make it seem like it's kind of okay to do.
Yeah, I agree.
If you're gonna fuck someone's wife, make it the wife of someone who is without swag.
Exactly, right. Anyway, so I'm the victim in all this, as you can see. I'm pretty down about it, actually. So I kind of came in here to see if you wanted to, like, read a book.
Yeah, I don't see how those two things are in any way connected. But no, I respect you. I mean, you're the main thing is you're not playing the victim.
I mean, I am the victim, but it is not a play. I'm not acting.
Yeah, you're a victim, but it's not your whole deal. It doesn't define you.
Not yet.
Yeah, you're not a victim.
Not yet. I'm not.
Wait, sorry. It doesn't, being a victim doesn't define you yet. That's such
yeah.
a weird, weird threat. I couldn't even imagine what that would mean.
I mean, I'm really gearing up to, like, make this my whole personality.
I'm gearing up to be further victimized.
I'm gonna,
and that's sort of my 10-step plan.
I'm gonna go on Fox News and I'm gonna tell Tucker Carlson that I am canceled. And he is going to absolutely go on the warpath against the swagless elite. And that's
the swagless elite.
And that's my plan. So, but before I can execute it, I really need some cheering up. And yeah, that's why I thought a book would be kind of fun.
I'm radicalized. But yeah, no. We can read a book for sure.
What book are we going to read?
How about something with a normal title? The Devil Sears Dada.
I mean, sounds really normal to me, so I'm in.
Yeah, supposed to be a play on Devil Wears Prada, but Sears doesn't quite sound like wears, but they figured they'd get away with it anyway. Sounds like that.
Bad title.
Hi, Mr. Harden. Thanks for coming in today.
Mr. Woodrow Harden nods with trepidation, gazing around his child's otherwise empty classroom. He clears his throat.
I have to say, Miss Parker.
Please, call me Mommy.
Excuse me?
The school deems it beneficial for the children to feel they're on a level playing field with their parents, hence Mommy.
So you want me to call you Mommy because the kids call you Mommy? Because the kids shouldn't be calling you Mommy.
Look, the truth is, a few years ago back... Look, the truth is, a few years back I slept with the principal's husband.
That's some intensely private information.
God, I know, right? I'm glad you're on my side. Anyway, when she found out, she was unhappy.
Would have figured.
But she couldn't fire me because I have tenure, whatever the fuck that means.
You should know. If you have it, you should know.
So she did all she could do. She spread nasty rumors regarding my promiscuity. First she claimed that I was secretly Alfred's mom. Next she claimed I was secretly Youngie and Armitage's mom. So eventually she suggested that, considering the chances were high of me being the mother of at least a few of these bairns, all the kids might as well start calling me Mommy. You know, just in case. And now it's basically just my name, Mommy. Any questions?
Did you say Young Ian Armitage?
Yes.
Who is that?
Miss Parker shrugs. Woodrow gets his phone out and Googles Ian Armitage. It's the kid who played young Sheldon.
Why would someone name their child that?
Not a listener then, huh?
To young Sheldon? I thought that was a TV show.
I just tune in for the dialogue. It's soothing, like a whale song. Sometimes I fall asleep to it.
Yeah, me too.
Put her there, brother. Miss Parker flails her hand out over her desk, and it catches a mug, sending it crashing against the wall.
Anyway, as I was saying, I'm concerned that you called me in here today when the parents' meet is in just 2 weeks. Is it really that urgent?
Yes, Mr. Harden, I'm afraid it is. You see, I've dealt with some pretty feral children in my time. Miss Parker motions to someone standing outside the classroom, and the door opens. But your child? The teacher's assistant ushers in Woodrow's child, Joey. Your child is Satan.
Hi, Joey, buddy. You know, that's uncalled for when he's standing right there, ma'am.
No, Mr. Harden, you're not listening to me. Your son is literally Satan.
Hi, Daddy!
Woodrow looks his son up and down. Was he always completely red and on fire? And what's with that tail, though?
Oh. Huh.
Yeah. So, you see my problem.
Wow, it seems like my child is literally Satan.
Yeah, that's my assessment.
Do you like my flames, Daddy?
Oh, sure, son. They're scorching.
Woodrow turns to Miss Parker.
So is this... I mean, he's Satan.
Right. The devil, Lucifer.
Right. But is that it? Like, I get that, you know, he's Satan, and that's probably something we're gonna have to get seen to, but... He hasn't, you know, been bullying anyone, or...
Mr. Harden, your child is literally Satan. His feet are burning my carpet. That's not enough of a problem for you?
No, I know. If he's not actively causing the harm of other children, then maybe this is just one of those phases.
Phases?
Yeah, maybe no rush.
Maybe no rush?
Well, unless there's anything else.
Actually, Mr. Harden, there is something else. Frankly, I'd assume the knowledge that your son was literally Satan would have convinced me to leave this part for another day, but you asked. Sophie, could you bring Ned in here, please? The teaching assistant brings in another child, Ned.
Ah, see, now that I'm looking at another child that isn't Satan, yup, Joey's definitely Satan.
Ned, could you be a big, brave boy and tell Mr. Harden about the offer Joey made you yesterday?
Joey said if I gave him my soul, then he would give me a Twinkie.
You're talking yourself out of a Twinkie, snitch.
Miss Parker turns to Woodrow.
Well, obviously that's not great. Joey, did you take this boy's soul?
A pitiful meal, but a meal nonetheless.
I see. And did you give him the Twinkie in return for that soul?
Joey shrugs.
Well, there you go. Joey, will you be a good boy and give Ned a Twinkie next chance you get?
Oh, fine.
Perfect. All right, well.
Woodrow stands.
Guess that settles that. Thanks for calling me in today, ma'am. It's given me a lot to think about.
Sorry, you're leaving?
I mean, yeah.
Your son is literally Satan.
Yeah.
He consumed the soul of another child in his class.
Uh-huh, I heard that part too.
And you're just gonna take him home.
And what would you suggest I do? Hmm? What would you suggest I do instead? No, really, really. I'd love to know. Tell me, Miss Parker, if you were Joey's parent, and apparently you'd be doing a far better job at it than I am, what would you do?
Miss Parker glances desperately at her assistant, who looks away. I don't know. It seems sudden. That's all. After you just found out your son is literally sane.
I'm well aware of what my son literally is and literally isn't. But do you know what else my son literally is? He's the only reason I'm standing here today.
Woodrow points at Joey, the literal devil.
Before we found out we were having a kid, I was a mess. Living paycheck to paycheck, dressing up as a duck so old ladies would feed me at the park. Do you know how good my quacks got, Miss Parker? Do you want to hear how good my quacks got?
Are you actually asking me?
Quack.
Wow. Wow. All right. Miss Parker applauds respectfully.
My life was nothing. And then this little fucker came along.
Don't curse around the children.
I have bathed in the lake of flames.
Good point.
When Joey came into my life, I finally had meaning. And so what if he's a little rough around the edges? So what if I can scarcely touch his forehead without getting scalded? And so what if shortly after his birth, my wife, his mother, turned into a rat, which I'm now realizing was probably him?
My bad.
At the end of the day, Miss Parker, this boy is my son, and no amount of hellfire, no amount of stolen souls is going to make me turn my back on him.
My teaching assistant just turned into a rat. Woodrow looks over at the teaching assistant. She's a rat.
Joey, was this you?
Joey shrugs.
Did I do rat?
That's the... So.
So.
Yeah, I like the duck thing.
Yeah, I mean, I did quack, do a pretty good quack, I think.
It was a pretty fucking good quack, actually.
Yeah, I mean, I've been around a lot of pawns in my time as a toad therapist, my now over time as a toad therapist, so I've been around a lot of ducks.
You would stand by a pond with a bucket and just wait for toads to leap in?
Yeah, pretty much. But while I was doing that, I mean, I heard a lot of ducks, so I kind of got pretty good at talking to them, I guess.
It sounds like you just are the character in this book.
No, I mean, the thing is that I was not pretending to be a duck so that old women would feed me. I just wanted to understand the psyche of a duck, and so I was kind of trying to interview them. And what I learned was that the psyche of a duck is incredibly disturbing, and I'm very frightened of them now.
I mean, I fear going to ponds now. I feel like I'm never going to look at a duck.
You really should. Actually, ponds are canceled. So.
Really?
Yeah, big time.
And you would know, because you're the quack.
Oh, good one. Yeah. But that's really fucking insensitive, considering I just got canceled from being a therapist. Jesus. So
I feel like it was all leading there, and you really turned on me.
You really turned on me, and I'm telling Tucker Carlson about this.
I'm tuckered out. So,
If you're not careful, I'm gonna fucking throw you to the woke mob, and then you'll be cancelled, and you can see how you like it.
Fucking do your worst.
I mean, I guess the woke mob is not in this library, so I would be a little bit hard-pressed to access them.
You would be surprised. You would be surprised.
Oh, there's a woke mob in here?
Yeah, you hear that? You hear that? Oh. You hear that stampede?
I just assumed that was the books.
Oh my god, they're yelling. They're getting right in my face. What are they yelling?
We believe that people should have rights.
Oh no.
You really are radicalized, huh?
The woke mob has struck again.
Oh no.
Rights? That's not right.
I think I should have rights. I think I should have rights to practice toad therapy. But apparently my rights don't mean shit.
Here's the thing. Here's what I've learned. Rights are a thing to be earned. And bought, quite frankly.
Well, if I could buy the right to be a toad therapist, I honestly would at this point. It's like my whole life's purpose. Yeah. And now I'm canceled about it. So I would pay good money to continue to therapize toads, but I guess, like, that's not gonna happen.
We need another Twitter Blue subscription that allows us more rights. Every time I see someone on the street exhibiting rights, I'm like, nice rights. Did you pay for those?
Yeah, did you give money to Elon Musk for those rights? Directly to him?
Yeah.
And it's like, you sicken me.
I feel like we settled many debates today.
Yeah.
I feel like we solved social issues.
I think that we might have perhaps canceled cancel culture in a paradoxical sort of way.
Here's the thing, I think that we all just need to take a breather. We all just need to step back, hold hands, stand in a circle, and just charge. Just fucking go ham, go feral, attack, kill, 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 destroy, destroy, destroy. And the weak will perish. And the strong will perish. And we'll all go down together. And then, you know what will rise up after, Storm? You know what's going to rise up after that?
Tell me what's going to rise up after that, Matthew.
Fucking a new empire.
You don't know?
I didn't think you were going to ask.
You asked me to ask.
Yeah, I prompted you to ask, but I didn't think you'd actually fucking do it.
And then the new empire is gonna sort of...
I was bluffing.
I don't know, strike back or something?
Empires are known for two things. Rising, falling, and striking back.
That's three things, first of all.
Yas queen. I'm bringing back Yas queen.
Did it go somewhere? And do you really think you have the power to bring it back?
Well, I think I just did. I think I just did.
What gives you the right?
What gives you the rights, human or otherwise?
Twitter Blue, as we have established already.
Is it wrong? And hear me out here. Is it wrong that I think animals shouldn't have as many rights as humans?
As a toad therapist, now former, I'm gonna say, yeah, that is wrong. And actually, I think that toads specifically should have more rights than humans.
Really? Because I was gonna say that toads are like a small little fuck of a creature. And they seem to have a lot of rights. I mean, apparently they're entitled to fucking therapy, they're entitled to fucking, hopping around. I was thinking we could maybe take the rights from the toads, divvy them up, give them to the humans.
I don't know how to tell you this, but you already have the right to go to therapy and hop around.
Yeah, but I can't do it as high therapy, I mean.
I can't go to therapy high. My therapist issue with it. Whereas toads can smoke weed in therapy.
Toads just have to fucking lick themselves and they're fucking blazing, apparently.
That is true. So you're saying you want to be able to lick yourself and get blasted.
Here's what it all comes down to. And I think I've said that maybe 3 times so far today. But here's what it really all comes down to. I want to be able to lick my paw and immediately be haw-y.
Well, I have really good news for you on that front. That's actually one of the features of a Twitter Blue subscription.
No fucking way. And I just upgraded. You're telling me I have this shit?
I am. I am telling you you have that shit. If it's not already become clear now that I have been canceled from my job as a toad therapist, I have taken on a paid position shilling Twitter Blue. So.
Hell yeah. How much you getting paid?
$12 an hour.
$12 an hour? I thought you were going to say $12 million a year.
No.
$12 an hour?
No, $12 an hour, but hey, it's better than fucking nothing.
But hey, it's better than caving to the fucking man, am
exactly.
I right?
Exactly. Anyway, yeah, go ahead and give yourself a lick there, Matthew.
Alright, I'm gonna give my paw a big, little, tiny little lick. Here we go. Stars, they come and go. They come fast, they come slow. They go like the last star in a place.
He's possessed by the spirit of a theater kid.
Yeah. No, I'm back now. I crashed.
I am really fast.
At my lowest point. Yeah.
I mean, I wish I could help, but you're not a toad, so I really got nothing.
Can you pass me a toad?
This has been Lost in Narration. Tune in next week to find out what the boys get into next. Though it's probably more books because of the library thing. Yeah.